The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It is Thursday, December 13th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And sorry to say, Jake McMillan, the other guy's with us as well.
Regretfully?
Well, I noticed that people are always inundating the phone lines when it's just me.
That's true.
But when it's you, it's just kind of sporadic.
It's because you're so approachable. And I'm just not.
You think it
is? Look at me like I'm a, you know... And tear their head
off. Like the other guy.
Yeah.
Like you really don't matter.
Exactly. So why call in?
But you matter to your parents. I do want you to know that.
I do?
They pay me good money to have you on this radio program. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online,
Merry
please
Christmas.
Go to Sons of Liberty. Coming up.
Yes, it is.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, if you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter. You can follow me on my Twitter account. And that is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Again, that's double E. And if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, please do. The phones are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Okay, now, folks, I'm just going to take a quick break. Now, ready for this? Why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Now, just ready? Here it goes. Go.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Where's the kamikaze? Hey, she, Mrs. Too Late, so still trying to figure it out, but go ahead.
Maybe I should just be a producer instead.
There we go. Hang on. Yep. All right, you guys know who's talking now. It's your turn, Jake.
Oh, I thought that was me talking.
No, Too Late forgot that, but go for it.
That there should be this lingering infestation of really corrupt people who sit trying to dismantle the wishes of the people. The mandate that has been given to Barack Obama. And I don't know what more they want. The only thing left for Barack Obama to do is to work like a third world dictator and just put all these guys in jail. Who was that? It was Harry Belafonte. Everybody knows him.
Yeah,
he's
you know
a
what?
Black guy.
What this is coming down to more than it isn't, for a better way of saying it, I think what's happening, friends, you're really starting to see who the racists are.
Oh, yes.
Because Samuel Jackson did it, Morgan Freeman did it, Belafonte did it, and I'm sick and tired of it. You got this low-life wannabe Al Sharpton on MSNBC that's doing the interview with him that doesn't know his left hand from his right hand, and he's sitting out there trying to express to a bunch of idiots that don't know the difference between their left hand and their right hand, and they wonder why their country's completely being destroyed. But Sharpton himself wanted to be an MLK, but he couldn't play the man.
Oh, no.
So therefore, he has to play the lesser of, I don't even want to call him a man, whatever he is. Nice wig, Al. I like it. Looks great.
So after MLK fights and wins victory, victory for equal rights for everybody in this country, he jumps on the bandwagon of a victory that's already been won, claiming that he's keeping the victory going.
Well, dude, what's happening here is the racists are the ones that are decrying racism. And I don't see America going after anybody because of the skin color. As a matter of fact, I've seen America vote in Barack Hussein Obama in 2008, and now we are here. Who's been playing the race card since he's been there, since day one? Now, I have a black guitar player, and I have a Hispanic singer. And I don't know if it's just me, friends, but if I cut myself, we all bleed red. All nations are one blood. Yet you get these immature individuals in front of the television, and MSNBC would have it so.
Yeah.
They're paying these guys to be fools like they are. Or even you got Reverend Jesse Jackson. He's no reverend, friends. He's been busted for adultery. He's got a child out of wedlock. His kid was just thrown out of governments. It's ridiculous. Yet these are the people that are leading their communities, and the black communities are allowing them to do it. Or the Hispanic communities are allowing them to do it. It's just absolute foolishness. But what they're doing is they're taking out their unforgiveness of what we had nothing to partake in. I'm not an old man. We're still some young guys. And in saying that, what they're doing is they're resurrecting racism from what doesn't belong and trying to put it in the mix of a generation that doesn't know racism. And that's how you divide and conquer. But I'm sick and tired of hearing this.
Yeah.
I really am sick and tired. And folks, just keep in mind, it only goes for so long before people kick back. And people are going to kick back sooner or later.
Yep.
And in most people, right now, they're just laughing about it, thinking, oh, well, their time's coming. Yeah, their time is coming. But you know what? Why are we seeing this amongst ourselves?
That's right.
I don't care if we're black, purple, yellow, pink, whatever the color is. It doesn't matter.
No, it really
we're all
doesn't.
In this together. And I'm tired of these people dividing because of skin color. Mm-hmm. I am.
Well, just look at the economy, just as an example. Notice that it's always coming out of these old people like Morgan Freeman and Belafonte. Listen, they went through a time when it literally did exist. It no longer does exist. But moving forward, if you look at youth these days, how many people buy 50 Cent albums or Jay-Z albums or Beyonce albums? Obviously, it's all youth, but it's not just black people in certain areas through the country. It's all over the country. Everybody has embraced the fact that we're all one blood in this nation.
Yeah.
And the people that haven't, who cares? Nobody pays attention to them anyways, no more than they pay attention to Al Sharpton, who pretends that something exists that no longer exists. And by the way, if I remember correctly, Herman Cain was running for the presidency on the Republican ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the most popular candidate at one time until, obviously, he fell into sin. Why was he rejected? Because of his sin.
That's right.
Not because of he was black.
That's exactly
both
right. And that's what they're trying to do. Well, you know, he came after me because I'm black. No, they came after you, friend, because you committed a crime.
You got it.
And it doesn't matter what color you are. I see a lot of white people going to jail for crimes too, but I don't see you crying about that.
Right.
We're going to come back to this, friends, and we're also going to talk about, were the elections rigged? I'm going to give you some facts, Lady or Candor, and you tell me. 1-877-807-9977, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a big fan. I'm also a disabled veteran. Sons of Liberty is a great way for me to stay on top of what's actually going on in the country. I have a young son, so it's important to me to understand evil is threatening his way of life. I think anyone who lives their life standing firm on morals, values, and Integrity. We love these guys. It's a great radio show.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, I got the Newsweek in front of me. I'm sorry I had to do this, just to show you how biased these people are. This whole thing is a slam on the Republic. It's a slam on the Constitution. It's a slam on the Patriots. The Newsweek just published this. It says right on the top, GOP, grand old party, you're old, you're white, and you're history. Can you imagine if we'd have put on there, you're young, you're black, and you're history? Can you imagine what would have happened, friends? It's a slam on everybody in America that agrees with who we are as one nation under God, as the republic in which we stand. It's got a picture of Obama. The Obama conquest? Yeah, right.
He's a conquistador.
Lucky general or master of the game? The master of what game? Curious. The art of deception? I mean, friends, just go ahead and look at him. He's a great guy. He's a nice guy. But isn't it interesting, friends, that nothing that he does is lawful? Seeing the difference between what I'm seeing from these old racists is them coming out and bringing out things that took place which were unlawful. The civil rights movements, if I can go back to the 60s, friends, I wasn't around, I was just born back in the end of the 60s. But in saying that, it's amazing to me how Martin Luther King continuously blew in the wind that it was an issue of law. It had nothing to do with color. It just happened to be the black people during those times that were being violated, and the Hispanics, by the way. That was unlawful. They were breaking the law. That was wrong. MLK was right. But what you see today is you see these old guys being resurrected. They're not talking about principle. They're not talking about the republic. They're not talking about law. They're not talking about how we derived our rights from our creator the way that MLK did. No, they're just talking about what their man is doing in office because he's black and we're going to vote for him. Has nothing to do with principle. If they would look at the fact that Obama is the greatest executioner of their race, along with the Hispanics, maybe you people would wake up a little bit And I'm not talking about just the blacks and the Hispanics. I'm talking about the white race. I'm talking about Chinese, Korean, whatever the case is. You know, I have some Korean people in my family. You know, I mean, it's I don't care about the color.
We're people,
issue.
Right?
Totally.
I mean, we're all people.
It.
We have mouths, arms, legs.
I can go so far as to say it doesn't matter anymore what these people are trying to resurrect. Yeah. Here, what we're going to do is I want to play this piece really quick. We're going to come back to Belafonte and Al Sharpton. I want you to hear this for yourselves, friends. Listen carefully.
You fought for decades for some of the, quote, entitlements that the right wing wants to try and balance this budget, balance the deficit off of. As you look at this, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, you've been an activist leader from Roosevelt.
Can you stop
Eleanor
for a
Roosevelt?
Second? Did he say anything that had to do with government right there?
No.
Is government in position to address any of those concerns that he was just talking about?
No, to give entitlements, no.
There's the first error with Mr. Sharpton. Go for it.
Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt, through Dr. King, through Mandela, to Obama. How do you view this, and what is the challenge for those that are on the field today?
What I think has most attracted me to this whole process is watching the political maturity of the American people. Because there was a great question during the first election as to whether or not Barack would even be elected. And after the turnout so emphatically put him in the presidency,
that's right.
It was interesting to watch the second turn when everybody really didn't quite know what the game would be. Well, the American people in their maturity declared themselves fully. We want what Barack Obama is talking about. We want the country to go in that direction. And what fascinates me is that in the face of millions of Americans expressing their desire, the whole political establishment defining its game, that there should be this lingering infestation of really corrupt people who sit trying to dismantle the wishes of the people, the mandate that has been given to Barack Obama. And I don't know what more they want. The only thing left for Barack to Obama to do is to work like a third world dictator and just put all these guys in jail.
Is that interesting? He's talking about corruption, but he's not paying attention to the fruit on Obama's tree.
That's right.
There's nothing the man has done that's been legal, friends. Even him being in the office is not legal. But these people are not paying attention to the Constitution
No. The
way MLK did.
Yes.
It was about principle. It was about who we are. Not no more.
Mm-hmm.
This is about divide and conquer. And keep in mind, too, friends, what he said, that the second turn, the people spoke. We want what Barack has got. He doesn't even know what he is doing.
Yeah, what is that?
And he just said, Belafonte just said, hey, listen, we didn't quite know. Well, because Obama doesn't know. And this, by the way, friends, this isn't an issue of going after Barack Hussein Obama. Not at all. This is an issue of those that have been entrusted to work for we the people that are violating the laws of our Constitution.
Because they're people.
I don't like Bush no more than I like Obama. So what's the problem with that? Oh, you're a racist, Brett. No. I didn't like Bush neither. We'll just hang on to every other word he says, and we'll try
That's
to
right.
write something about him tomorrow.
Just never mind then.
Yeah. We got Al in Philadelphia. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
How you doing?
Good, man.
All right. I just wanted to comment on what you said about the racial aspect. Like the kids in this generation, they're going to party and they're going to do what they do because they're not taught their history. So, like, when you hear the older celebrities speak about these things because they know and they shouldn't be forgotten. So when it comes down to, like, us getting along, we're really not going to be able to get along unless you pay what you owe. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say I'm helping these people out in the world, but your foot is on another people.
Yep.
You know, the older generation remember that, and the younger generation are ignorant of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're getting at. Now, it shows like Obama and the politicians and Al Sharpton, they're fools. They're clowns in suits speaking in an arena they know nothing about. They're puppets.
Yeah.
So you're going to get what you get. Obama's going to bankrupt the country because that's what was set in motion before him. The war is going to start. That's what was set in motion before him. Mm-hmm. And there's really nothing that anyone can do to stop it. It's already gone global. So we got to take America back and everything has to be under the Constitution. The Constitution was the tool that the founding fathers used to enslave Americans. Anytime you have a Judeo-Christian country, but it's founded on another document not based on Judeo-Christian principles, that should have been the red flag. But everybody's fighting for these liberties under this document. That document can be changed. That's why slavery's not here.
That's true.
They were smart enough to know that they didn't want like a Palestinian state in this country. What would America be if they would have never let slavery go? It would have been a Palestinian thing in America, and blacks would have been a whole lot different.
Mm-hmm.
So they were wise enough to know those things. But the generations that you're seeing now on Fox News and the Brzezinski's and the CFR, they're going to carry on that plan because they're looking to what the next step. You know, like they said in the movie, you can't stop Judgment Day. So these things are going to happen. So you can alert the people, but I just don't see the real robust. Like, if you're honest with yourself, especially as Christians, you know the judgment of America is going to be no different than the judgment of Rome or Babylon before it. It has to fall.
That's right.
You know what, and I think we're in the midst of that right now, Alan. Just to a couple of the statements that you made, you're right. The Constitution is amendable because it's not the Bible. The founders never claimed it to be such. It was a jurisdictional realm of a federal government that was created by our states. That could be changed by our states and ultimately the citizens and the people of the state. And it was amended in many very good ways. But the problem, and many of our founders understood it, and they were very foresighted, they knew that if the federal government all of a sudden decided that it could gain power by offering things like entitlements to the states and then ultimately to the citizens of the states.
Exactly. Entitlements should be done away with.
Exactly right. And entitlements aren't found in that Constitution. The Constitution was just delegated powers. And as we amended it, and we also suffered, we smarted for it. I believe we're under judgment even right now because of what we allow in our country. We're being judged day by day, but I also believe that God puts it in the power of the righteous to be able to stand against those corruptions and to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God, as it says in the Bible. And when we do that, he turns and he heals our land because the Bible is our basis and Christian liberties are our basis. And the Constitution protects those religious liberties in our country.
No, but that's not. I mean, think what you just said. You just said, out of all the stuff we're seeing now on TV, we know the Rockefellers and all the Illuminati stuff.
Yep.
We all see this has to come to a head. For you to say that in America, the place where...
Larry, we're going to... Hey, Al, we're going to pull you over to the next segment. Can you hang on? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's pull Al back up from Philadelphia. Thanks for hanging on, brother.
Hey, no problem.
All right, go for it, Jake.
Al, you want to finish your thought there? We talked about the Constitution, we talked about the Bible and the religious liberties that we established in our country.
And then he started naming some bad guys that we all agree with that are bad guys.
That's for sure. So.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew a lot of these things before. And then I listened to Alex Jones when he just had a little curtain behind his studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to everyone's point of view. I try to listen to other nations' point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But from the American experiment and who I see founded this country, I believe that the Constitution that they used wasn't something that they established for the rights of the country. I think it was a document used as the blueprint to bring it to that next level.
Well, Can I stop you for a second now? Because that's a good point. Now, I think our founders, most of them, and not all of them, were great men, but I'll tell you what, the document that they established, they were farsighted in seeing that somebody could utilize that document to enslave the people if they read it the wrong way. So it has to be read the way that the founders intended it to be read and also to operate it on.
So now imagine if it was founded under doublespeak. Like the Masons that founded this country, and pretty much all of the founding fathers, as it so to speak, were Masons. It was just that document mimicked the Masonic document that's in London. It's just another blueprint to map the people out, control the people. So when it was founded under the 13 colonies, yeah, it was exactly how they intended it. It was exactly how. They wanted slavery in this country. They weren't nearsighted or farsighted. They had 20/20. The problem was that they didn't understand the ramifications of what they did and to all the people they did it to. Via manifest destiny and all the other conquering of the peoples.
Yeah, sure.
It became too much. But you're seeing it now because of the extremity it was meant toward other nations and not, you know, Caucasian Americans. But you have the spillover of Rex 84 the concentration camps and all the liberties is being chipped away. It was meant to be chipped away until the day the riots start. and the economy collapses, and then the war starts, and then Judgment Day. There's nothing that can be done before you warn the people, but you can't escape it.
So you're saying, I just want to make sure that I understand what you're saying, Al. They set this document over 200 years ago, seeing what was going to happen now, and that was what they intended? Because I would...
Knowing. They've done it. They did it before in Britain. They did it before in Spain during the Inquisition. They set these documents up and made the people think they're free. But during the older ages, they saw the Rothschilds who set the banks, who financed the kings. It's the parallels the same.
Yeah, I'm
with you on that, too, because it's like, just keep in mind, our forefathers broke off from a tyrant named King George, who just happened to be Great Britain. I think it's in the seat of the man that is empowered to rule we the people as to whose heart that belongs to. And I think that's wherein lies liberty. And I'm never going to get away from this because I know it to be true. I was a sinner.
If you as a Christian believe in a kingdom that's eternal, all the wickedness that you see America was built on, you can't build a righteous kingdom that had a wicked start. That's the whole purpose of him coming back. To say that America can make amends to all the people in the world it has screwed over, and to say it now can be trusted by those people, it's ludicrous.
Let me ask you this, though, Phil. I want to have a conversation with you, Al. But all the people that were screwed over, as you said, were screwed over by bad people that the good people of America allowed those politicians to screw over.
And you can't blame
the doctrine. So at length, we can't blame anybody but ourselves, yeah.
No, I don't blame the people. I am fixed on it has to fall. Yeah. Like Rome fell and Assyria fell.
Yeah, yeah. And you got a lot of information, Alan. We got other callers rolling in here, and it's like, really, this is great information, but this is a three-hour radio show, man.
Yeah, definitely.
It really is.
You bring up great concepts, and I think what it is that human nature has never changed, whether it's in Britain or Spain.
And it never will, but Christ can change that nature.
That's right. And Amen. Look at all that. If we take it for a positive, and thank you for your call, Alan.
Very much, I really appreciate it.
We're going to send you a free DVD as well.
Yeah.
When you look at all the positive that America gave forth because of our religious liberty. Wait a second.
Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. Holy it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. George Washington said that it's impossible to govern the world without God in the Bible. And that's the issue right there. Wherever we see corruption in the world, that is because of the sin nature of man that didn't obey God.
That's right.
And this is what we keep coming back to.
And that's right.
And that's why we must be born again, because Al said, how are we to undo all this stuff? It can never be undone. Well, that's why we are born again of the Spirit of God, and He can make all things new. As a matter of fact, Christ Jesus said, I can, I do make all things new. And He does. As a matter of fact, every time you turn on the Sons of Liberty, you're listening to new creatures in Christ Jesus. Because these two boys ain't the boys that we used to be when we were younger. Let's take Larry Washington. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Larry.
First off, I disagree that this nation is Judeo-Christian, since that was a doctrine that's only been in the last 70 years.
Larry, can I say what Judeo-Christian means in my heart?
I didn't say that. I'm sorry, Al said that, but go ahead.
But if you look at the standard, which is the Decalogue, the moral law of God that was given to the Hebrew or the Israelites or however you want to say it. I know everybody's got a different name for everything.
Yeah,
and
Pentateuch,
there's no J in this or that, but that's where we believe we come from the seed of. Christ was obviously Jewish. And so when you say Judeo-Christian values or morals, you're talking about the morality of the law that God gave to His people.
Do you believe words have meanings?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're carriers.
Then there was never a... Didn't it... It talks about Emmanuel.
Yep.
Okay. Where did Emmanuel change into Jesus?
I guess the translation of the English language. I'm not totally sure on that.
Okay.
Are we getting into semantics here there, Larry, or what?
Well, you say Judeo.
Let's just get to your point. This is a different conversation. Let's just get to your point. What's your point, Larry?
As a white man, I am tired of this constant bashing of the white race as if we are the perpetrators of everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't go into Africa and drag them out. They were drug out by other tribes
but
sold.
Yeah.
And who owned the ships? Louis Farrakhan made a comment about, you know, slavery and who owned the ships and who brought them over here. And the vast majority of blacks did not come to America. They came, went to Central and South America. And a lot of our founding fathers were getting rid of their slaves prior to, I mean, slavery was not the issue of the war of northern aggression.
What? No, you're right. So if you get to your facts, what you have here is you have slavery, right? And it was a blemish. I mean, Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin Rush, half of our signers, if not more than them, were actually breaking the laws of Britain that said that slavery was legal and you couldn't speak against it. And they did it anyways. They created these societies. We have the documents that produce freedom. And so here in America, you're right. But I will say this to the white folks in America, because it's predominantly white, or at least at this point still. We have a lot that we need to take care of in our own household.
That's right.
And so what happens is if you put off Christ and you put off pure religion and undefiled as this, as the Bible says, you put that off, guess what? The curse is going to come back and kick you in the face, and you're going to eat everything that you didn't deal with. No different, honestly, folks, than America when they did insert slavery into the Constitution and said it was illegal to make it illegal in the Constitution. Yeah. We got kicked in the face hardcore for that. We rectified that and we changed our way. And because of that, just like when it talks about redemption in the blood of Christ, when we repent, when we confess our sins before God, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness.
That lies to all of mankind before a just and a holy God. We're all guilty.
Mm-hmm.
One's not more guilty than the other, especially to this generation, as we were talking about the issue of racism. But if we go back, if you look at our founding forefathers, many of them, Abigail, mm-hmm. man, she thought this was a great
judgment.
It was totally God's judgment. John Adams despised slavery. George Washington married into slavery, set him free after his wife was dead. Thomas Jefferson, I'm not justifying any of these people. He armed his slave, 117 souls, he said, in his family. John Quincy Adams, an abolitionist. Then it's just, if you look at the facts, people were trying to eradicate the sin when the country was established, and we are still doing that. Thank God for a Frederick Douglass. Thank God for a Martin Luther King. But now what we have is a bunch of idiots who are attacking the founders. It's like we're righting all of our wrongs before God. Now, you know, really what it comes down to is people are now beginning to obey God and saying, okay, let's do it the way that you told us.
Right.
And it's taken us time. Now we get to that point where it's not even an issue. Then the older generation resurrects something that generation doesn't even know.
That's exactly right.
It's like, who's holding the unforgiveness? The people that are calling about complaining. And you got to be careful, Larry, when you say, I'm a white man, that I'm sick and tired of being bashed. You're playing the same game that racists are then.
And if you look at it now, when you talk about full swing, they're bringing up stuff that doesn't exist anymore, but what are they embracing? What's the platform the Al Sharptons of the world are embracing? Women's health, abortion, killing, infanticide, and genocide of their own race. That's what they embrace and trade it off for racism. Then you move on to the next thing, and you talk about marriage.
Oh.
Literally attacking the family unit in our country, yet they embrace that. As if what they've got right now is new and better. They're doing the same thing they accuse others of doing, period.
Yeah.
Because it's not rooted and founded upon God.
When we
eliminated slavery, why? Because we held up the Bible and we held up the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal. They're endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights.
That's right.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
All sin is derived from man disobeying his Creator. That's why we're in the mess that we're in today.
So we go to our Creator.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Is that not the fulfilling of the law? Sherry, we're going to take you right after this break. Hang on with us, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I promise I will get to this election fraud. I'll make the 10 points. I like this.
Yes.
We got people talking. This is good business. But we got to get it right, friends. We're all in this together. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jim Chiodo, and I'm president of the Ottawa County Patriots on the west side of Michigan. We're a Tea Party embracing fiscal and social conservative issues, recognizing the influence of Christianity on our founding fathers and the resultant creation of our country. I love Bradley and his entire crew. Bradley's program called the Sons of Liberty, every time I hear it, it's a little bit different twist of the same God and country, and it's inspiring. He is inspiring. And I would wholeheartedly recommend him speaking or doing a program for any and all Tea Party groups everywhere. The youth of our country need to hear this, and I think our country would be much closer to what our founding fathers envisioned if his program were mandatory in every school and college. Anyone who hears hate in Bradley's message isn't listening to him. They're listening to the media, and we know what their agenda is.
He must have been talking to homosexuals, the transvestites, the shims. Hold on. This is for Al, my friend in Philadelphia. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. Now, isn't that interesting? Contrary to, those are called antinomianists, no regard for law, or they're called abrogators.
Or antichrists.
Totally.
Right?
Now, listen to that. You got to listen to that. There will be anarchy throughout the world if we disobey the Constitution. But what is the foundation? What is the bedrock? The Declaration of Independence, where we derive our rights from our Creator. God said, this is the fulfilling of the law, is to love your neighbor as yourself. The problem is evil men don't do that, but just men in Jesus Christ do that. That's the difference. And that's what it always comes back to. Now, I'm sorry, Sherry in Missouri, I seen your name up there, and I'm so sorry. I didn't actually know that you were online. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, hello. You know, you kind of stole my thunder, Bradley, because I wanted to point out to Al that our Constitution was written for a moral people, and without morality, it will not stand.
Amen.
And so, therefore, he is right when he says it shall fail, because we are no longer moral as a whole population.
Well, when we see our government act the way they act, we know that the people's morals have been poisoned to tolerate mess as to what we see in front of us.
My whole point is what's missing in our government, which is of the people, for the people, by the people, is the people. And it's now a government of, for, and by the bureaucrats and the lobbyists. And we have allowed that. Mm-hmm. And for us to stand back and let it run amok, it's our own fault.
That's right. You know, thank you.
You know, to bring up a point to what
you
Sherry
guys,
was just saying.
No, Sherry, Jake, just hang on a second, guys. You do realize I have to keep my word, right?
Yeah.
I love you guys with my heart. I really do.
Quick point.
Okay, go ahead. Quick point.
Census Bureau, 5 of the 10 wealthiest U.S. counties surround Washington, D.C. This is just to Sherry's point. What are they doing in D.C.? Are they working for the people? Are they padding their pockets? Many of these counties, the average income is around $119,000. That's insane. Huh. All around D.C., so you see the bureaucrats at work, definitely making that their place. And Christ, what did he do when he came back to the temple, which was a centralized unit of the Israelites?
He overthrew it.
He took that cord and the whip, and he went through and says, you've made it a den of thieves. It's supposed to be a house of worship. So,
amen.
I digress.
Thank you, Sherry.
Good thunder, Sherry. Good thunder.
All right. Crystal, you got to make this really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, basically my point was that, hey, we are founded as a Christian nation, and no, we have not lost it, but us, we as Christians have forgotten that, and we're not upholding our Constitution, we're not upholding God's law, and that's why we have immorality in our government, that is why we have murders going on every day through the 65 million babies' bloods on our hand, through the murders through Fast and Furious, through all these other governmental orchestrated unconstitutional things.
Yes.
And it's because we've forgotten it, not because we've lost it.
Nice job. Well said.
Hear, hear, Crystal from North Dakota. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Everybody heard you. It is important what she said. She's absolutely right. She really is. But I don't understand what, and Al can call in another day, but I don't understand what we don't understand. When God said, this is the fulfilling of the law, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Christ died on the cross for the sins of mankind. It was his blood that was shed to be the propitiation for the sins of mankind. What's the problem? We've been forgiven. If we've been forgiven, let's stand up and live for what he died for.
That's where he's glorified.
That's real liberty.
That's why he set us free.
Yeah, it's not an issue of this is my translation or this is how I take that. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you want me lying to you? No, then don't lie to me. Do you want me enslaving you? Then don't enslave me. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And if they do, that's called crime. Then you deal with them. Law protects life, but it also brings the hammer down on crime. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget that.
Hammer on crime.
Sharpton, Belafonte. And now, you know, I'm gonna probably end up doing this Saturday. But I'll do it right now. 2010, forget about the 65 seats that were unseated during those midterm elections. DNC, forget about the 74,000 seats that Obama couldn't fill. So he moved it down to 20,000. He still couldn't fill that arena. Forget about Wisconsin, where they said that he filled and packed an 18,000-seat arena. Well, the problem with that was there was only 5,000 seats. Forget about Stevie Wonder, friends, who couldn't bring more than 200 people in to support Barack Hussein Obama. Forget about the thousands of military votes that were delivered late, therefore not counted. How was the presidential re-election rigged? Project Veritas caught DNC operatives teaching people how they could not vote in or how they could vote in multiple states. The whole thing was caught on video to boot. Across the nation, Romney supporters showed up to vote at the polls only to be told they already voted that day for Obama. Unbeknownst to them. Colorado counties reported that they had more registered voters, counties reported that they had more registered voters than residents. For example, counties like San Miguel reported that they had 140% voter registration. Guess who won San Miguel County? Obama did. Obama won more than 99% of the vote in more than 100 Ohio counties. Even third world dictators don't give themselves 99% of the vote. In wards in Philadelphia, court-appointed poll inspectors were barred from checking the votes and even replaced with Black Panthers. Interesting. In every single one of those wards where they got rid of the poll inspectors, guess who won? Obama won over 99% of the vote.
No.
It wasn't rigged.
You're kidding.
Come on, guys.
Get out of here.
59 precincts across Pennsylvania. Mitt Romney did not get one solitary vote. Bill O'Reilly mentioned this to Megyn Kelly, whatever you want to call her, who said, it's no big deal. The same thing happened in 2008. That's the best that you have on Fox right there. It's no big deal. The same thing happened in 2008. That's the mentality with your in which you're dealing with, friends. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, where they did not manage to replace official poll auditors with Black Panthers, poll watchers observed machine-changing Romney votes over to Obama's. This is on court record as officially sworn testimony. There wasn't voter fraud going on. Folks,
don't
he didn't have the support. He didn't have the numbers. One more. Across the nation, two more. Across the nation, especially in battleground states, people reported that the machines were changing their cast ballot button. They would then go back and fix the error, but it would go back to Obama time and time again. They would change it to Romney again, and the machine would go back to Obama. It would do it up to three times before their original Romney vote would stick so they could finally hit the cast ballot button. So just think of how many people did not notice the change and hit the cast ballot button.
Yep.
Folks, this is... How many times do I need to say it, Jake? Go ahead and say it.
It's crime.
It's crime. There is no way on God's green earth this man had the support of the American people in any sense of the word.
Nope.
Barack Obama did not win a single state that required photo ID. Not one. But, America, you've been duped again.
Those conspiracies.
You were not only duped with Romney, which I suspected right off the get-go, that he was their plant.
Yeah.
Haven't heard much from that guy that lost.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that even in the process of this, these poll numbers came out in Arizona. And what was the other state that they came out in? Was it in Florida? They actually broadcast a week and a half before the elections, the election results with Obama winning. But, America, you forgot about that too, didn't you? You've been duped, friends. This man does not have the numbers. And then you hear a Belafonte and a Sharpton talk about the American people have spoken loud and clear that we want to go Obama's direction. Well, the problem is, Mr. Belafonte and Sharpton, Obama doesn't have a direction. His whole purpose, asked Saul Alinsky, is only to destroy and seal us what happens.
That's it.
That's what he said. Seal us what happens.
Hey, and I'll tell you what. Isn't that what's happening?
That's
pretty much the fruit of it.
That's what's happening.
That is what's happening.
Hey, by the way, Jim Toyota,
speaking.
That was really cool. That was sweet. He's got
awesome
a nice
event.
Car, too.
Ottawa County Tea Party.
Yes.
Last week or the week before.
Packed.
Oh,
he's packed.
Packed. No more seats available.
No.
We'll see you again, Michigan, probably very soon.
Really?
And any community out there across this country.
Yep, we're getting booked up again, friends, so now's the time.
Going to California.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.